message to you today. My scripture reading is in Deuteronomy 13. So if you would, turn there with me today. Deuteronomy 13, starting at verse 1. If a prophet or a dreamer of dreams arises among you and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes true concerning which he spoke to you, saying, "Let us go after other gods whom you have not known, and let us serve them," you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to find out if you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall follow the Lord your God and fear him, and you shall keep his commandments, listen to his voice, serve him, and cling to him. But that prophet of that dream or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has counseled rebellion against the Lord your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery, to seduce you from the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk. So you shall purge the evil from among you. If your brother or your mother's son, or your son or daughter, or the wife you cherish, or your friend who is as your own soul, entice you secretly, saying, "Let us go and serve other gods, whom neither you nor your fathers have known, of the gods of the peoples who are around you, near you or far from you, from one end of the earth to the other end, you shall not yield to him or listen to him, and your eye shall not pity him, nor shall you spare or conceal him, but you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first against him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. So you shall stone him to death because he has sought to seduce you from the Lord your God, who brought you out from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Then all Israel will hear and be afraid, and will never again do such a wicked thing among you. If you hear in one of your cities, which the Lord your God has given you to live in, anyone saying that some worthless men have gone out from among you and have seduced the inhabitants of their city, saying, "Let us go and serve other gods whom you have not known," then you shall investigate and search out and inquire thoroughly. If it is true and the matter established that this abomination has been done among you, you shall surely strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying it and all that is in it, and its cattle with the edge of the sword. Then you shall gather all its booty under the middle of the open square and burn the city and all its booty with fire as a whole burnt offering to the Lord your God. And it shall be a ruin forever. It shall never be rebuilt. Nothing from that which is put under the ban shall cling to your hand, in order that the Lord may turn from his burning anger and show mercy to you, and have compassion on you and make you increase, just as he has sworn to your fathers. If you will listen to the voice of the Lord your God, keeping all his commandments, which I am commanding you today, and doing what is right in the sight of the Lord your God. If you would, bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for each one that's here. We ask your blessings on them. Bless the ones that are away. Return them safely to us. Bless this message and help it to help each one as you would have. In Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. Some of you, when you hear that particular scripture reading, to modern people today, it sounds pretty astounding, because it speaks of the time in which God said to kill ones that were leading the people astray, leading them away from him and his ways. And today I would like for us to look at these scripture readings and others that I'll bring to you. And I've entitled this message, Prophets and Idolaters. My text is the verse 18, so let's look at it. If you will listen to the voice of the Lord your God, keeping all His commandments, which I am commanding you today, and doing what is right in the sight of the Lord your God. That seems pretty clear. Our text advises us this: listen to God's voice. Keep all His commandments. We have His commandments in their entirety, the royal law of God. We have that behind our pulpit today. And each one is important. It's all God's commands, His words to lead us and guide us in our life and in serving Him, trying to influence others for Him. Basically, these words that I'm reading to you, I have read in Deuteronomy 13 and 18. Listen to and obey the one and only true God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, King David, and Yeshua, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's the one and only true God, true living God. If we are able to do what is right in His sight, we must not do the things that He considers abominations. You know, the word abomination is a very strong word, and particularly when it pertains to Yahweh and His commands to us, and trying to do as best we can the things that He approves us and instructs us to lead us and guide us. And whatever He considers an abomination and hates, obviously, we should do that also. Whatever He hates, we should hate. Whatever He loves, we should love. And we should definitely follow all that He considers right. These abominable things which God hates certainly includes idolatry, trying to find another god or another human, making a god out of something tangible and material, wood, stone, metal, you know, whatever, but another god other than the one true living God. So idolatry is one. And we read about that in Deuteronomy 29 and 17. Also, those workers with familiar spirits, images, idols, and we read about them in 2 Kings 23 and 24. Let's look at that. 2 Kings 23 and 24. Moreover, Josiah removed the mediums and the spiritualists and the teraphim and the idols and all the abominations that were seen in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem that he might confirm the words of the law which were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest found in the house of the Lord. Also, let's look at Leviticus 20 and 27. We're speaking of abominations to the Lord. Now, a man or a woman who is a medium or a spiritualist shall surely be put to death. They shall be stoned with stones. Their blood guiltiness is upon them. So those are abominations to the Lord. Also, pagan practices. And I think all of you by now have heard that some pagan people worshiping other gods had a practice of sacrificing their children to those gods. Let's look at Deuteronomy 12:31. Deuteronomy 12:31. You shall not behave thus toward the Lord your God, for every abominable act which the Lord hates, they have done for their gods, for they even burn their sons and daughters in the fire to their gods. Isn't that unimaginable? Horrible. 2 Chronicles 28:3. Let's see what that says. 2 Chronicles 28:3. Moreover, he burned incense in the valley of Bahinim and burned his sons in fire according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had driven out before the sons of Israel. Some of this is speaking of the pagan practices and the serving of pagan gods in the land which was before, inhabitants of the land before the children of God were called to go to. And other kind of abominable things, let's look in Isaiah 66:3. Isaiah 66:3. But he who kills an ox is like one who slays a man. He who sacrifices a lamb is like the one who breaks a dog's neck. He who offers a grain offering is like one who offers swine's blood. He who burns incense is like the one who blesses an idol. As they have chosen their own ways, and their souls delights in their abominations. It's also spoken of detestable things as being abominations. Let's look at Ezekiel 7:20. Ezekiel 7:20. They transformed the beauty of his ornaments into pride, and they made the images of their abominations and their detestable things with it. Therefore, I will make it an abhorrent thing to them. Let's look at Ezekiel. Now, that was Ezekiel 7:20, right? Okay, let's look at Ezekiel 44:7. Ezekiel 44:7. When you brought in foreigners, uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in flesh, to be in my sanctuary, to profane it, even my house, when you offered my food, the fat and the blood, for they made my covenant void, this in addition to all your abominations. It was an abomination to pollute the house of the Lord. Also, eating, and it would seem even touching, unclean things. Let's look at Leviticus 7:21. When anyone touches anything unclean, whether human uncleanness or an unclean animal, or any unclean, detestable thing, and eats of the flesh of the sacrifice of the peace offerings, which belong to the Lord, that person shall be cut off from his people. Let's look at Deuteronomy 14 and 3. We're trying to see the things that are right in the sight of the Lord, and we're seeing that they are definitely not these abominable things that he hates. So we're identifying what these abominations are that the Lord hates. Deuteronomy 14 and 3, you shall not eat any detestable thing. And it is speaking of unclean things. There are clean things that we are supposed to put in our mouth and eat, and there are unclean things that God says do not eat as your food. Let's look at Proverbs 6, starting at verse 19. And this makes very clear here that God has seven, in this particular place in the Bible, seven things. And let's read what it says. A false witness who utters lies. Proverbs 6, 16. There are six things which the Lord hates. Yes, seven, which are an abomination to him. Now this is very clear. And it lists seven abominations. Things that God hates. So let's see what they are. In verse 17, Proverbs 6. Haughty eyes. That's sort of, to me that's saying prideful eyes. A lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run rapidly to evil, a false witness who utters lies, and one who spreads strife among brothers. All of them are important. All of them are things God hates. Lies. False witnesses. Feet that run to do evil. And ones that work within God's family to separate, to destroy. One who spreads strife, that means it is possible and it does happen for some within the church and within the family of God to purposely try to destroy that church or those people by spreading strife. Untrue things, gossip things, whisperings, backbiting. All with the intention of destroying from within. Things that God abhors or hates. Also, have you ever read the one where a sacred pillow is referred to as an abomination? Let's look at Deuteronomy 16 and 22. Deuteronomy 16 and 22. You shall not set up for yourself a sacred pillar, which the Lord your God hates. And why does he hate it? Because it's set up as a holy thing, as another god, a pagan god, to bow down to and to worship. Now we get into an area that I'm going to try to go over fairly quickly. But it's an area which is just as important as all the other abominations, things that God hates. It's important that you know that this is in your Bible and where it is in your Bible. So you may be ready to take a little note down about what the Bible has to do, what it has to say about homosexuality. And the effeminate, or women with women. Let's look what Exodus 22 and 19 has. Exodus 22 and 19. Whoever lies with an animal shall surely be put to death. Now, this is sort of outside most people's consideration for the things I just mentioned. But it makes it clear that man nor woman is to go into abnormal sexual behavior like that. I'd also like to give the differences. And these are the homosexuality scriptures. Let's look at some of them. Leviticus 20 and 13. Leviticus 20 and 13. If there is a man who lies with a male as those who lie with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood guiltiness is upon them. Very clear. Let's look at Romans 1:18. And in this particular one, we're going to read Romans 1:18 through 32. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore, God gave them over in the lust of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way also, the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men, committing indecent act and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper. Being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but they also give hearty approval to those who practice them. Can you say, I believe it? And can you also say, we see that going on today in our time? Homosexuals and the effeminate, all wanting to promote that kind of lifestyle as normal to everybody else. How can you distort the truth of God? We're reading from the New Testament of God. And let me say again, that I just read in your New Testament of your Bible, Romans 1, 18 through 32. And some of these is just, I gave you primarily from the homosexual standpoint, but you can see also within there that it also spoke about women with women. Also, let me tell you, so you can note down two others from more of a homosexuality standpoint. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11. And then 1 Timothy 1, 9 through 11. All on that particular aspect of lifestyle. Now let's go to the effeminate and look at what it says. Let's get that. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. Or do you not know that the unrighteousness will inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals. And that 26th verse of Romans 1, let's go back to it just as a special emphasis on it. Romans 1, 26. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged for the natural function for that which is unnatural. Okay, Leviticus 18 and 23. And we're closing pretty quickly. Leviticus 18 and 23. Also, you shall not have intercourse with any animal to be defiled with it, nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It is a perversion. Leviticus 20:16. Leviticus 20:16. If there is a woman who approaches any animal to mate with it, ye shall kill the woman and the animal, and they shall surely be put to death. Their blood guiltiness is upon them. And we covered those two things. Also, I would like to end by us looking at Leviticus 18 and 26. We may have went over this before, but let's look at Leviticus 18 and 26. But as for you, you are to keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not do any of these abominations, neither the native nor the alien who sojourns among you. Now let's look at verse 27 next. For the men of the land who have been before you have done all of these abominations, and the land has become defiled because of these pagan practices. Now let's look at Leviticus 18 and 22. You shall not lie with a male as one lies with a female. It is an abomination. Look at 20, verse 13. Leviticus 20, verse 13. If there is a man who lies with a male as those who lie with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act, they shall surely be put to death. Their blood guiltiness is upon them. Do you see my message to you today? Prophets and idolaters. The prophet must have the things in which he prophesies come about. And if it doesn't, he's a false prophet and not to be believed. And if he tries to lead you to another God or another way to serve anybody but the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, King David, and Yeshua, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, then you're not to believe him. You're not to go his way. And of course, you shall not have any other God besides the one true living God. And listen to his voice, keep all of his commandments, and do what is right. And this would certainly mean any abomination to him should be an abomination to us. If you would, stand with me. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath. We thank you for the 7 days of tabernacles. We know that one day this temporary dwelling that we are in now will cease to be, and we will put on imperishable bodies. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for that plan. And we thank you for your blessings that you bring to us. We thank you for this message today. And Heavenly Father, let us consider the message and let us give heed to it. Let us know that it is truth and let's abide in that truth and do the things that are right in your eyes. And in all these things, we'll give you praise and honor through Yeshua's name. And amen. God bless you. If anybody wants anointing for personal prayer, if you'll come up now, I will. Oh, okay. Let's do the blessing. Forgot that. Thank you, Dawson. Let's read the blessing of God as we always do. Let's read it together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look up his countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. Wonderful.